אז אנחנו נקרא קטעים נבחרים מתוך מאמר מתן תורה של בעל הסולם.
So we're reading excerpts from selected articles from בעל הסולם, מתן תורה article, excerpt number 17.
Go ahead.
In the above words, we find a way to understand our concept from above about the content of that mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, how the Torah compels us to do something that cannot be done. Indeed, know that for this reason, the Torah was not given to our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but was held until the Exodus from Egypt, when they came out and became a complete nation of 600,000 men of 20 years of age or more. For then, each member of the nation was asked if he agreed to that exalted work. And once each and every one in the nation agreed to do it, agreed to it with heart and soul, and said, "We will do and we will hear," it became possible to observe the whole of the Torah, and that which was previously impossible became possible. This is because it is certain that if 600,000 men abandon their work for the satisfaction of their own needs and worry about nothing but standing guard, so their friends will not lack a thing. And moreover, they will engage in it with great love, with their very heart and soul, in the full meaning of the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. It is then beyond doubt that no one in the nation will need to worry about his own well-being. Because of this, one becomes completely free of securing his own survival and can easily observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, obeying all the conditions given in item 3 and 4. After all, why would he worry about his own survival when 600,000 loyal lovers stand by, ready with great care to make sure he lacks nothing of his needs? Therefore, once all the members of the nation agreed, they were immediately given the Torah. For now, they were capable of observing it. But before they grew into a complete nation, and certainly during the time of the fathers who were unique in the land, they were not truly qualified to observe the Torah in its desirable form, since with a small number of people, it is impossible to even begin with engagement in mitzvot between man and man, to the extent of love your friend as yourself. This is why they were not given the Torah.
There are several questions here. First of all, according to what we read here, how is it possible to observe this altogether? How can you even reach such things? How can a person dare to, what does he need to change? How can he invert himself? It's so opposite. It's so repulsive. It seems like it's unrealistic. The thing is very simple. We just need to do actions that invite the reforming light. And the light does the work. And we don't need to do any other effort. We just need to make an effort to invite the light. And the light does the work. That's considered the light will finish for me. That's one thing. The second thing, the fact that the Torah was not given to the forefathers, how is that possible that such degrees that are so exalted like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and Moses and Aaron and such high souls, how did they receive? And later in Sinai, we need to scrutinize this too, where greater evil was revealed there, and then they need the force of the Torah. But the forefathers didn't receive because they didn't have the great will to receive, which needs to be in order to draw the reforming light to correct it. And therefore, the forefathers, it's considered that Keter Chochma Bina, which are the upper three, the Gar of the degree, did not receive the Torah, but from being purer, without the will to receive still that is great, accordingly, they understood and felt and were in such a degree, but they did not receive it. Now we will go to questions and see what you say. Who are we going to start with? Everyone from here. No one from overseas. Well, okay. Hebrew 10.
Yeah, this is exactly what I wanted to say, because I wanted to say that it sounds unreal, irrational, that all the members of the nation will say, we shall do and we shall hear. I'm not even talking on the level of a nation, a 10. We have to reach a state in the 10 where our entire 10 will agree to we shall do and we shall hear.
More or less. This is not for the high degree, but for the first degree, where you agree to nullify towards the smallest spiritual condition, and you're willing to be connected to one another and to the Creator. Like a drop of semen within the Creator to be. Okay.
And you said that we just have to do something to draw the light, and the light will do the work. So we have to unite as much as we can, and it will influence the entire 10.
Yes. Next. Okay, PT 4.
באיזה מצב אנחנו נמצאים עכשיו ביחס למשהו
We have to come out of Egypt and so on. What?
I don't know. I don't know. Also, what is you? Who are you? You and your 10, you and Bnei Baruch, you who? You what? Each should check himself. I can't say. PT 17.
It says that even before everyone was asked, that there's need to reach the state called 600,000. What is that? In the 10.
That's where you feel yourselves as a complete structure. PT 5. PT 5 was there and disappeared.
Still, it seems as though there is the matter of quantity here. On the one hand, we learn that it's all in the 10. On the other hand, he says that you can't even start with a small number of people.
Repeat, please.
I'm saying that on the one hand, we learn that everything's in the 10, and that's all we need, no more, no less, 10, not 9, not 11. On the other hand, he says that it is a matter of quantity, that a small amount of people can't even start to be engaged in the mitzvot.
That was for them. We're already after the shattering, therefore we in our 10s can exist and arrange our 10 as a complete thing.
But still, in this regard, what's the correct attitude that we should have in relation to our organic 10 that we work all day with and the general 10 with which we're on the lessons with as one 10, the entire world Kli? How to arrange
this relation is nevertheless established by the upper force. Also through me, you're also having an influence on one another in the lesson. There is a connection. There are also many more than what you think that surround us, up to millions. PT2.
What is the role of our content, and why is it a condition, and what does it mean that everyone agrees?
Each wants the 10 to exist and that he is willing to be responsible for it.
Volga. Раф, подскажите, пожалуйста, вот эти вот 600 тысяч мужчин.
These 600,000 men, what are they exactly worried about? That no one will have a lack. We know that what we're concerned with is that this chisaron will always be present. This I don't get.
Not true. We're talking about the deficiency for attaining the goal, not the deficiency for our spirit, for our egoistic existence. It's an opposite lack. I want to have a deficiency for attaining the goal and not to have a deficiency for myself. So the entire 10 cares for no one to miss something for himself. And the whole 10 thinks that we will all yearn for the attainment of the goal. The two opposite deficiencies. Almata. Thank you, teacher. We're working in tens. We connect in conventions. What does it mean to receive the Torah? We don't eat, we don't drink, we disseminate, we connect. What does it mean? Rav, to receive the reforming light, to receive the upper force, which corrects us and makes us together similar to the Creator.
Yes.
One more question. There's connection, there's light, but we want to feel the connection. The structure is being built, but
that's called that I'm starting to see the whole world as a system of bestowal. And what I saw before as the whole world as a system of reception egotistically for each and everyone, now I see that that's how it appeared to me only in the previous corrupted vessels of mine.
Carmel.
How does our work in dissemination, how does the mechanism work? Suppose a friend's disseminating, how does that help the connection in his tent? Because mostly we disseminate either on our own or with a group of people that aren't necessarily in my tent, suppose. So how does this mechanism work so that dissemination helps the connection in the 10?
We are all together in one system, which includes all the souls, every single one together. And if we make from this big, immense system only a 10, even through that, we operate the whole big system. This is how it works. This is how it's rooted in nature. And therefore, our action is, if it exists in such a way, we come to the good state. We operate it. We activate it.
Раф, такой вопрос. Вот смотрите. Если в десятке...
My question is, if well, people are working on different levels in the ten, and dissemination, someone else doing something else, working on the connection in the ten, and some of the friends...
We all connect with our intentions and not in the actions themselves. Each acts wherever he's capable. And the whole intention is to connect together and to the Creator from that. That's it. And if there are such that don't operate at all in anything, then you have to draw them somehow to come and work. Okay?
So, how can we build the work in a way that will have the same intention?
Try to do. Ask for the Creator to do, for you to do. Why are you asking me such things that you need to do? PT 32.
I have
a similar question too. How can a person know to what measure is he connected with the ten? To what extent is he bestowing?
If you want to know something,
to know where should I add, what's missing?
Okay, ask. Why didn't you ask? I have nothing more to add. Moshe?
Excerpt number 18. And from here, from all the above, we can understand one of the most perplexing phrases of our sages. Excerpt number 18. All of Israel are responsible for one another. This seems to be completely unjust, for is it possible that if someone sins or commits a sin that upsets his maker, and I have no acquaintance with him, the Creator will collect his debt for me? It's written, fathers will not be put to death for children, etc., and each man will be put to death for his own sin. So how can they say that I am responsible for the sins of even a complete stranger, of whom I know neither him nor his whereabouts? Again. Excerpt number 18. From all the above, we can understand one of the most perplexing phrases of our sages. All of Israel are responsible for one another. This seems to be completely unjust. For is it possible that if someone sins or commits a sin that upsets his maker, and I have no acquaintance with him, the Creator will collect his debt from me? It's written, fathers will not be put to death for children, etc. And each man will be put to death for his own sin. So, how can they say that I am responsible for the sins of even a complete stranger of whom I know neither him nor his whereabouts?
I don't see question marks. Maybe you should read next.
Excerpt 19. And if that is not enough for you, see Masechet Kiddushim. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, says, since the world is judged by its majority and the individual is judged by its majority, If he performed one mitzvah, happy is he, for he has sentenced the world to the side of merit. And if he commits one sin, woe unto him, for he has sentenced himself and the world to the side of sin. As it is said, one sinner destroys much good. Thus, Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, has made me responsible for the whole world, since he thinks all the people in the world are responsible for one another, and each person brings merit or sin to the whole world by his deeds. This is twice as perplexing. But according to the above said, we can understand their words very simply. We have shown that each of the 613 mitzvot in the Torah revolves around that single mitzvah. Love your friend as yourself. And we find that such a state can only exist in a complete nation whose every member agrees to it.
אינו בגדר של קיום זולת באומה שלמה שכל חבריה מוכנים לדבר.
תראו עד כמה שזה יפה.
Look how beautiful this is. The Torah doesn't talk about anything except for the connection between us, so that we will be able to observe this whole system of connection between us with love. And that's it.
פיתי ארבע.
PT4.
According to what it says, it's clear that we're advancing by the crimes that are being revealed between us all the time. Where do we have the strength to advance by love?
From the prayer. What, do you want to find love by yourself? That you have love in you? Only when you receive it from the Creator. He's the source of it.
Right, but my nature is to see the flaws in the friends.
So you turn to the Creator and ask Him to give you the strength to see them with love.
And that's the right prayer? That's the connection between us?
Yes, and the Creator does everything in order to bring you to the prayer, and through the prayer to connection. PT 29.
How is it possible to say that one sinner shall lose and that everyone is responsible for the entire world? And how is there free choice if we say that all are deemed as beasts?
You have no business with that. All your claims that you have, raise them to the Creator and ask for connection. You won't hear any other advice from me, because all the rest is just like that, just to prolong your path. Khadera 1.
Rav, ma ze uma shlema?
What is a complete nation?
The whole nation is the ten. A big one or a small one or the reality or the whole world, it's nevertheless the ten. Because I'll tell you, either you differentiate, meaning divide it to many, many parts, or you do integration of everything, but nevertheless, it's the ten. You can't divide to more than a ten or less than a ten. You can just see this only in a different scale. But it's nevertheless the 10. You see 10 billion people. You're seeing the 10 only in a resolution of 10 billion. But it's the same 10.
I have another question.
Well,
is all the work done in the Itkalelut with the ten?
Yes, it has to be. We first ask for the unity, for the connection. This is why we're moving to the info group. What do they want to talk about so badly?
Hello everyone. Today we are going to have a very special and interesting update about the archive. And we'll hear about tools that will truly help all of us. So let's stay and listen. And before we move on to the update, I want to mention two important things. The one is the payment for our virtual home. The site is up again. You can reach it either through Sviva Tova or on Galaxy. You have the pay user fee, and you can go there directly, virtualhome.kli.one. Any problem that you have of any type, of any kind, there's also our email that appears on the site, which is virtualhome@kabbalah.info. And one more thing about the payment itself, probably the explanation was not good enough. So I want to explain again. It's a monthly payment that happens automatically. Every brand that paid don't have to do anything more. Every 30 days, the system will automatically charge them. You don't have to do it yourself every time. And in addition, to make sure that everyone got the message, we'll send an email to explain that the charge is automatic. And you'll be...
Okay, hello to all the friends. We want today to share with you the search engine that we've been working very hard for it to serve everyone in dissemination and study material and for the next generations. The team you can see here is Sasha and Evgeny, who work on this team. There are two other friends that couldn't connect, Iran and David. We are the search engine people on the archive. I'll tell you about the plans we have so far and what we're going to be in the future, if we can show the slides. So, an archive search. We're going to share, and first of all, tell you about the developments lately. Lately, we uploaded a very new version, which is very exciting to us. If we can show the next slide. So actually, what we did is we enabled the possibility of searching of not precise expressions on the site. Let's say I wanted to ask for something that wasn't exactly like in the source. Let's say you see here in the example, meaning that all the overcomings add up to a certain measure. We couldn't find it through the archive, but we would have to use different tools like Google. And as you understand, it's less ideal. So as of now, this development is part of the archive, and you can find the lessons, the sources, the tweets, the blogs. Even if you have some double hey or double Y or double L, this is also on all languages, not just in Hebrew. Another thing is we diminished tens of thousands of irrelevant results that would come up. If at one point you would find tens of thousands of results that wouldn't have to do with your search, now it's no longer there, and now it's much more focused. Next slide, please. Also, another example, search of the Jewish community in Monterey. Before we did a search, it brought us many results that were barely connected. Here we have the tweet from Rav, articles, lectures, everything around the topic of a lecture to the Jewish community in Monterey. Next slide. Here we want to present things that we are now working on. They're still not in the archive yet, but they will be soon. This is a development called grammar. What does it mean? That the search engine will understand the intentions of the one who's searching. For example, if I put in a certain date, it'll understand that I'm trying to see the morning lesson on that date. If I write an expression like you see here on the left side, anti-Semitism article, then it means that I'm looking for an article on the topic of anti-Semitism, not every content that appears there with the expression anti-Semitism, but an article for dissemination. Or you can see here an expression in Russian on the right side. It says here, Rav's lesson in the Russian language, which is a true search that people were searching, which means, of course, the webinar from Sundays. And it's a search that you'll be able to focus the lesson to the lesson that the main language was Russian, and it's a lesson, my Rav. Let's continue next. Here we can see upgrades that we did in the experience of searching. This is a feature that was asked for a long time, and it exists at last. If we're looking for specific verses of things that were expressions in the lesson, we can find from the transcript, come directly into the transcript to the point that was precise of where that expression was made during the lesson. I search for a certain sentence, I write it up in the excerpt, and I come to that place. Also, the new screen that will open, the new link, will be able to be copied and shared to our friends. A friend that will open this link will also immediately see that part emphasized within the lesson transcript. Next line. And another thing that is one of the latest things, the ability to look within sources with the possibility to come from the transcript exactly to the precise place within the source in the library. This will enable us to take later this link and also send it to friends to share a quote that I found, an excerpt that I found that I loved in a very convenient way. Also a feature that was asked by many friends and was asked for a long time now. Next slide. Here we can see something that we are working on at the moment. It's another ability that will enable us to take a piece of the text in the library, in the source materials, to choose it and also share it. Of course, the sharing will be within the complete context of the text. It'll be marked and we will be able to share excerpts from the source materials. Next slide. So what's important to us is your collaboration with us. First of all, continue to send us reports. You know the little feedback red button. The moment you press it, you send us advice, requests, comments, things that you couldn't find. Anything you send, we go over everything. Even if it takes time, be certain that everything comes into priority lists and is examined. Most of the things that we develop is as a result of your requests. So continue, it's very important for us. And in addition, we wanted to share with you that if, by chance, you're connected to high-tech in any way, whether you're programmers or project managers or QA or designers, or you do work with content and data work, we need your help. The archive is the project of our lives. Even if it's not the search engine team, the whole technological system is a wonderful place to grow, to develop professionally, and also to learn new technologies. And we really invite you all to turn to us and to take a part in this and together build our new virtual home. We will succeed together, and we will move to Moshe.
Okay, friends, so what we're going to do now is we'll have a song, after the song, we'll move to the World Yeshivat Chaverot, and this is going to be till a quarter past five, and then from a quarter past five till 6:15, women's lesson. Let's sing.
Sadi sadne mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ekhi ekhi main dikha ke ye khuda Sadi sadne mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ekhi ekhi main dikha ke ye khuda
Together we grow light awakens our soul the sparkle of flashes ego is turning to ashes In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready to go. When we step into the light, about reason so high. Together we can fly above the sky. soul. The spark of a flash as ego is turning to ashes. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Sadi sadhe mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ekhi ekhi main dikha ke ye khuda. Sadi sadhe mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ekhi ekhi main dikha ke ye khuda. सबने मैंने सीखा प्यार का मतलब है एकता, एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा. सबने मैंने सीखा प्यार का मतलब है एकता, एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा.